Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pennywise Podcast, the best pod around for personal finance. We're part of the Lee Enterprises Podcast Network and brought to you in partnership with WalletHub, the best personal finance app in the whole wide world. You can sign up for WalletHub to save money, improve your credit, budget better, and a whole bunch of other things. I'm your host, John Kiernan. I'm the managing editor at WalletHub, and I've been covering personal finance for more than 15 years. My goal is to help you manage your money better and hopefully have a little fun in the process. As always, be sure to let us know if you have any questions or if there's something you want us to cover. We'll actually get to some listener questions at the end, so be sure to stick around for that. But first, our main topic for today is charitable giving. Some people consider it the right thing to do as a good member of society or even a central tenet of their faith. For others, it's just an excuse for a tax deduction. For me, it's kind of a little bit of both, plus some sentimentality. My grandmother actually helped found the Washington Animal Rescue League here in D.C., and my family's been passionate about helping animals in need my whole life, and for longer than that, I guess. But no matter what gets you in the charitable spirit, odds are you could be doing the whole charity thing a little bit better. So we're going to try to help with that, because every dollar counts, especially right now when in times like this when the economy is a little bit dicey. For example, just consider these stats from recent WalletHub research. We found that total household debt as of the third quarter of this year was around $18.59 trillion. That's a record in absolute terms, but not on an inflation-adjusted basis. It might be a little in the weeds, but hey. Amounts that high, excuse me, are pretty hard to wrap your mind around sometimes. I know it is for me, but even the more relatable stats still aren't that attractive right now. The average debt per household is a whopping $154,000. Over $150,000 per household. Plus, 56% of Americans say their household is struggling with debt right now. And unfortunately, the kind of near-term outlook isn't too bright either. More than 2 in 5 people expect their household debt to increase in the next 12 months. So with that context, it's kind of easy to understand why a lot of people who maybe want to give to charity feel like they can't afford to do so right now. We recently found that 3 in 5 Americans say their charitable giving is being affected just by inflation, and there are a lot of other things, other pressures going on. And so, it kind of explains a little bit of the situation we find ourselves in. The good news is some people are still managing to get it done charity wise. WalletHub found that the most charitable states this year have been Wyoming, Utah, Maryland, Minnesota, and Virginia. On the flip side, the states that need to work on things the most are Rhode Island, Alabama, Mississippi, Nevada, and New Mexico. So I know that's a lot, bunch of stats thrown at you right now, but the main point is that people generally do want to give back to charity, but they're struggling to kind of fit it into a tight budget. So to help you make sense of all of that, and donate with confidence to a cause you believe in, I'd like to welcome Luke Powers from SmileHub. Luke is an expert on charitable giving, so we're lucky to have him here. Hey, Luke, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, John.
Of course, of course. To start, can you tell the listeners a bit about SmileHub, like what it is, how it works, things like that?
Absolutely. So SmileHub is a charity itself, and we rate other charities based on IRS tax data, just to make it easier for people to maximize the impact of their charitable donations. And we make it easy to understand by separating the rating for each charity into five distinct categories, those being financial health, management overhead, fundraising efficiency, program efficiency, and transparency.
Very cool. So people can kind of compare charities in kind of a quantitative way and really kind of hone in on the different areas that they find most important and make sure their money's being used correctly. That's very cool. Based on your work with SmileHub, what is your take on the charity landscape right now? Have you noticed any particular trends in charitable giving or the health of charitable organizations, things like that?
Yeah, and I mean, you put it well, like you put it, you described everything great before. It's tough right now for charities for several reasons, including the economic environment, making it more difficult with inflation and the patterns for charitable giving. Costs are rising faster than donations, so operational costs are becoming a bigger threat to charity health than revenue alone. And beyond that, fewer people are donating today, despite giving appearing to grow. So fewer lower and middle income households are donating. As you mentioned, inflation and everything is making it more difficult for people with less to feel like they have the ability to donate. And that leaves charities more dependent on fewer wealthier donors. So this is something like small dollar donor fatigue. On top of that, government funding is more competitive now, which means many compliance-heavy grants favor well-staffed nonprofits with strong infrastructures. And one thing that could be a bright side is that transparency is now becoming a competitive advantage, where people want to know where their money is going to make a difference.
Definitely, yeah. I think people want to get beyond the initial feeling of like, oh, I did something good by donating, and they want to, it to actually mean something. And I think a lot of people have gotten burned by some things in the past where or the money didn't go to an actual charitable cause or went to the kind of the executives at the charity or whatever. I think it's very interesting what you note about kind of the rank and file everyday person not donating as much and charities being really reliant on kind of the big whales out there. It's not exactly kind of the type of charity or nonprofit you'd think of, but I know in the world of college sports, for example, I went to the University of Maryland, and they're basically very reliant on donations from a couple of super uber wealthy alums, and they're really trying to build up more of a grassroots donation base. So I think that's just kind of, I guess, my sports focused tie in there, but it seems like that's a broader trend in giving overall, like you mentioned. In terms of what people maybe think they know about the charity landscape that isn't quite right, like, are there any misconceptions going around right now about donating to charity that people might be buying into?
Absolutely. There are several, in fact. One of the big ones to me is this concept that people seem to believe that when they see a charity say something like 100% of your donation goes directly to their cause, it's misleading. An organization with 0% overhead is probably not run properly.
Or what transparency? They're being creative with the language there. Anything they do is helping the cause, so it's technically true, but not what you had in mind.
Right. You want transparency with charities, including what they spend to run their operations effectively. Without effective operational support, how is any charity going to get stuff done? Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, people seem to think that these small donations that they make don't matter, right? I mean, I know it's the holiday season, so we may see more people standing outside of stores asking for little donations here and there. And people might think that it's something that they can just ignore and think that small donations don't matter. But most charities run on a high volume of small gifts. Think $5 to $20 as a recurring donation each month. Because it's more predictable than large gifts from those whales that we discussed earlier. Mm-hmm. And sometimes this thought process prevents people from giving at all. And if I can continue here, some people even think that most charities are scams. But as someone who's worked with SmileHub now for 3 years, I know charities are required to file public tax forms, the Form 990, with the IRS. And then there are charity rating tools like SmileHub out there that make fraud detection easier. And last but certainly not least is that people think that they should only donate during disasters or holidays or the end of year tax season. But charities need stable donations year round, and sudden spikes don't necessarily replace predictable funding.
That makes a lot of sense. Thanks for setting the record straight on those things. Most charities definitely are not scams. I'll definitely say that. And I think as long as people are discerning about who they donate to, even a dollar here and there can help. Like, it's better than nothing. If you ask the people who run the charities and really devote their lives to it. That said, now I'm kind of wondering, what tips do you have for people who want to maximize their charitable impact with limited resources? We probably touched on a few of the kind of key things, but I'd love to see if you have any others.
Well, first and foremost, what you can do, what I recommend, and I am biased, but you can go to smilehub.org, where you can find nearly 300,000 charities rated across 17 different categories, along with some that may not necessarily fit precisely in one mold. And if you have a charity in mind already, you can search it using our search tool to check its rating, check and see if those five categories look good to you and that you can feel good about your donation. And if not, we do have those 17 categories you can choose from if you have a specific cause you want to support. And if you're scared to make a big donation all at once or think that would put too much pressure on your wallet, maybe consider small recurring donations instead. Like I mentioned earlier, something in that $5 to $20 range. I mean, if you can only afford a small amount, just think of it as that little bit. And hey, it still does count toward your tax deductions at the end of the year, even if you're donating small amounts throughout the year.
Yeah, definitely. I think some people might also get kind of scared off by the recurring payment aspect, kind of after having bad experiences with some subscriptions and forgetting they're paying and ending up kind of with major life leaks. But I just add to that you can donate any amount whenever you feel like it. It doesn't have to be a recurring thing. If you donate $5 tomorrow, it's better than nothing. So that's always an option. I wanted to touch on this again. We mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I feel like people have heard a lot about kind of scams related to charitable organizations, especially in the aftermath of natural disasters and things like that. What are the biggest red flags to watch out for there in terms of giving and avoiding scams?
So something that I see, something that I recognize now from working in the space, is be wary of charities that use vague or emotional only messaging. Charities that are asking for donations without concrete details about what they do, where the money goes, which programs they operate, and what they've achieved. Because these charities may not always be what they seem on the surface. You do sometimes see these charities pop up in the wake of natural disasters or other major crises out there. And it is a way that sways many people. And just something to watch out for. Additionally, phishing scams. I'm sure you've gotten texts on your phone before from a number that you don't recognize, and it asks for you to send money, donate money, click a link. Be wary of that, especially if you've never interacted with that charity before, because that could easily be someone out there who's not real. And if you're ever worried about that charity, look something up online. You can go to the IRS website, actually, and look something up there. Although, maybe check SmileHub first. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm biased. And last but not least, again, especially given the holiday season, be on the lookout for copycat charities as well. Charities that look like well-known organizations, think Red Cross or Save the Children, etc. There are many large charities out there, but they might leave out a letter or two, you know, maybe one S in Red Cross, or missing the I in Save the Children. Just little things that do make a large difference when it comes to knowing whether you're donating to the charity itself or you're sending money to some unknown person somewhere around the world.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's helpful to never like click a link from an email or a text from like an organization. If you think it's from them and you're interested, you can go directly to their website and search it on a search engine, and just kind of make sure that you're not overlooking something important. So I think those are great kind of red flags to look out for. Just make sure the organization is legit. But I guess finally, I wanted to get your take in terms of maybe some specific organizations that people should have on their radar because they're particularly highly rated and well thought of. Like, what are the best charities that people can donate to right now?
So there are definitely some that you can look to donate to, including these following charities that are either listed on SmileHub's homepage as popular charities or in our Best Charities report. These include charities like Harvesters, the Community Food Network, that's on our homepage. Additionally, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, that's on our homepage, as well as the Best Overall Charities. Along with, in the Best Overall Charities, Research to Prevent Blindness, Veterans United Foundation, and Volunteers of America. And if you're looking for a few subcategories, mm-hmm. I took the time to go into our data entry system and look into the largest categories, and I picked a few. Community Support, Education, and Poverty Reduction, or Reducing Poverty, mm-hmm. and I found a few. So, South Bend Heritage is a charity up in South Bend, Indiana. I never worked with them, but they are working to make neighborhoods up there safer, more attractive, and help them thrive. They're ranked in our top five in that category. And like I said, while I've not worked with them, I am an alumnus of the University of Notre Dame in South Bend. So, seeing a charity up there rated highly on our website makes me very happy.
Nice.
On the education front, Array Education is an innovation studio that supports, connects, and invests in teaching and learning projects, starting with early literacy and even continuing through the strong launch of a young person's career. Hmm. So good on them. They're rated highly on our website. And finally, for reducing poverty, I found this charity called Community Housing Improvement Program, or CHIP. It's a charity operating out of California, supporting affordable housing, assisting low-income and disadvantaged residents in finding and affording a place to call home. And I think that ties well into the holiday season, in case anyone in California or elsewhere just wants to support others in the community. and as an easy resource for finding charities that we at SmileHub find valuable to donate to, that we think are doing particularly well. Check out our Best Charities for 2025 report by going to smilehub.org/blog and scroll down to the Best Charities post. And not only do we list the best charities overall by our standards, but we also include a breakdown of the best charities by sizes and by each of those 17 categories that I mentioned earlier.
Very good. I think people have a lot to work with there. If they weren't sure where to donate, they can definitely check out that list. Yeah, thanks a lot for that advice. I think all that is left, Luke, is to give the listeners a little recap of kind of your top tips and things to watch out for, just since we've covered a lot of ground. People can kind of make sure they get the core points.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned before, I do work for SmileHub, a charity, and if we're going to look at these trends, it is tough for charities right now, and small donations do make a difference. With inflation and everything, having that steady little stream is sometimes better for these charities than just dumping a whole bunch on them at once. Mm-hmm. And you can go to SmileHub to find charities to donate to. We do have those 17 categories. And when you're looking for charities, keep in mind the different little scams that might be run. Charities using vague or emotional-only messaging, phishing scams, or even copycat charities. And like I said, you can go to our website, you can find these charities. I listed several in this podcast now, so if you need to run back into that, if you want to take a look at those, that's great.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And I think just to kind of echo what you were saying, I think personally, it's important for people to find just a couple, two or three charities that they really feel strongly about and connect to them well and are very good at what they do, and kind of focus your efforts there. Trying to spread things around too much can not be quite as effective, in my opinion. But thanks again for joining me, Luke. It's been a blast talking to you about all this.
It's been awesome for me. I always love getting to help people figure out where they can make the most impact with their money at when donating to charities. And, you know, if I didn't, I don't think I would be working for a charity for 3 years myself.
Yeah, good point. All right. Thank you, Luke. And with our main topic covered, you know what time it is. It's Q&A time, when we read a question or two from Pennywise listeners and try to provide a helpful answer. Today, we have a question from Rafi in Massachusetts. We picked this one just for this episode because it matches the theme perfectly. I had it in the background for a little while. Rafi asked, if you're feeling charitable over the holidays, is it better to donate time or money? This is a really, really good question. I think something that a lot of people wonder about, maybe out of kind of laziness, and they want to justify not donating kind of sweat equity and then rather pay to accomplish it. But whatever the motivations, it can be kind of better to do one or the other depending on your situation. The quick answer is that it really depends on how much you could earn if you spent the time working instead of volunteering. If the extra money you'd earn outweighs your impact as a volunteer, like if you could pay for 100 sandwiches versus making 50 sandwiches yourself, it might be better to just donate the money instead. As I said, it really depends on each person's situation. And you can kind of figure out the trade-offs for you in particular by using the charity calculator on WalletHub. You can see kind of the impact you could make with donating your money or donating your time, and then clearly be able to make an informed decision. I hope that answers your question. I would definitely check out the charity calculator. And let us know if you have anything else that you, any follow-ups there. And with that, I think that's about it today. It's been a lot of fun learning a little bit more about money with all of you. And I think we should do it again pretty soon. Because if you're not penny wise, you might fall for some charity lies. Thanks again to Lee Enterprises and Wallet Hub for helping put this all together. Thanks to Luke. And thanks to all of you for listening. See you later.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.